Welcome back to Unzip, where we break down the latest AI and ML research papers into insights you can actually use. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this show possible. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering everything from audiovisual control frameworks to training-free model steering. Let's jump right in. First up, we've got AvControl from Matan Ben-Yosef and team, and this one tackles a problem that's been bugging the multimodal generation community for a while. You know how when you want to control video and audio generation, you need all these different modalities? Depth, pose, camera trajectories, audio transformations. But existing approaches either build one massive monolithic model for a fixed set of controls, or they require expensive architectural changes every time you want to add a new control type. It's a nightmare for scalability. AvControl flips this on its head with a really elegant solution. They built a lightweight, extendable framework on top of LTX2, which is a joint audiovisual foundation model. The key innovation here is that each control modality gets trained as a separate LoRA, that's low-rank adaptation, on what they call a parallel canvas. Think of it like having separate control layers that can be mixed and matched without touching the core model. What's really impressive is how this approach maintains the quality you'd expect from monolithic models, while being way more flexible and efficient. You can add new control modalities without retraining everything from scratch. For practitioners working on multimodal generation, this could be a game changer because it means you can iterate on control mechanisms much faster and with way less compute overhead. The practical implications here are huge. Instead of having to choose between flexibility and performance, or dealing with the computational nightmare of retraining massive models every time you want to add a new control type, you can now build modular, extensible systems that actually scale. This is exactly the kind of architecture that could make sophisticated multimodal control accessible to smaller teams and projects. Moving on to PMT, that's Plain Mask Transformer, from Nicolo Cavanero and colleagues. This paper addresses a really frustrating trade-off in vision foundation models. You know how VFMs, vision foundation models, are amazing because you can pre-train one encoder and use it for multiple downstream tasks. The problem is, recent encoder-only models for image and video segmentation achieve great accuracy and low latency, but they require fine-tuning the encoder, which completely defeats the purpose of having a shared foundation model. PMT solves this with what they call a plain mask transformer approach that keeps the vision encoder completely frozen. The key insight is that you don't need to modify the encoder at all. Instead, you can build a lightweight transformer on top that handles the segmentation task. It's encoder only, so you get that speed benefit, but the foundation model stays frozen, so you keep the multitask sharing capability. The results are really compelling. They're maintaining competitive accuracy with models like IMT and VDOMP, but without sacrificing the practical advantages that make VFMs useful in real deployments. The latency stays remarkably low because of the encoder-only design, but now you can actually deploy this alongside other tasks using the same frozen encoder. For ML engineers dealing with large-scale deployments, this is exactly what you want to hear. You can have your cake and eat it too. Fast segmentation performance without losing the efficiency gains of shared foundation models. This could significantly reduce the computational overhead in production systems where you're running multiple vision tasks. Next, we have the iQuest Coder V1, technical report from John Yang and team, introducing a new family of code LLMs with models at 7B, 14B, and 40B parameters. Now, most code models treat code as static representations, but anyone who's actually written software knows that's not how code really works. It's dynamic. It evolves. There's this whole flow of logic that develops through different phases. Their big innovation is what they call the code flow multi-stage training paradigm. Instead of just training on static code snippets, they're capturing the dynamic evolution of software logic through different pipeline phases. They start with pre-training on code facts, repository data, and completion data. Then they use what they call an evolutionary pipeline to develop the models further. What's interesting here is that they're not just throwing more data at the problem. They're being much more thoughtful about how code actually behaves in the real world. The 40B loop variant is particularly intriguing because it seems to be designed specifically for iterative code development patterns. For developers and teams working with AI-assisted coding, this could represent a significant step up in how well these models understand not just syntax, but the actual flow and evolution of software development. The multi-stage training approach suggests these models might be better at understanding context across different phases of development, which is exactly what you need for more sophisticated code assistance. Now let's talk about WAF Stereo from Yihan, Wang, and Jiading, because this paper is making some bold claims about stereo matching. Stereo matching is fundamental for 3D's vision. It's how we figure out depth from two camera views, and most leading methods rely on cost volumes, which are these data structures that encode matching costs between pixels across stereo pairs. WAF Stereo basically says, we don't need cost volumes at all, and replaces them with warping operations. The name stands for warping alone field transforms. And the core insight is that you can achieve better performance with improved efficiency by ditching cost volumes entirely and just focusing on smart warping strategies. The results are pretty stunning. They're ranking first on ETH3D, Kitty, and Middlebury benchmarks. These are the gold standards for stereo matching evaluation. They're reducing zero-shot error by 81% on the ETH3D benchmark, which is massive while being 1.8 to 6.7 times faster than competitive methods. That's the kind of improvement that makes you question fundamental assumptions in the field. For anyone working on 3D's vision, autonomous driving, robotics, or any application that needs depth estimation, this is huge. You're getting better accuracy with significantly less computation. The fact that they're sharing code and model weights means you can probably drop this into existing pipelines and see immediate improvements. This feels like one of those papers that's going to shift how people approach stereo matching going forward. Finally, let's dive into this really clever work on training-free model steering from Lok Lam, Aeong, and team. They're tackling chain-of-thought prompting in large audio language models. Think of these as LLMs that can process both text and audio. Chain-of-thought prompting helps these models reason step-by-step, but making it more effective without additional training has been challenging. Their approach is to do inference-time model steering by directly manipulating the hidden states of the model. They call it nudging hidden states, and they introduce three different strategies that use diverse information sources to guide the model's reasoning process. The beauty is that this is completely training-free. You're not modifying the model weights at all, just steering its computation at inference time. They tested this across four different LLMs and four benchmarks, and they're seeing general accuracy gains up to 4.4% over standard chain-of-thought prompting. What's particularly interesting is they identified something they call the cross-modal transfer effect, where improvements in reasoning seem to transfer between modalities. For practitioners working with audio language models, this is really practical. You can take existing models and improve their reasoning capabilities without any additional training overhead. The training-free aspect is huge because it means you can experiment with these techniques without the computational cost of retraining large models. Plus, the cross-model transfer findings suggest these techniques might be broadly applicable across different types of multimodal models. And that wraps up today's paper roundup. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring this episode. Check them out if you're looking to scale your AI workflows. Links to all five papers are in the show notes, along with the code repositories where available. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to subscribe and share with your fellow AI researchers and engineers. Until next time, keep unzipping those papers.